Welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. Today is a question. And the question is, what does your child need? Think about what your child needs for their life to be successful, to be joyously happy and fulfilled, and to live a life that they absolutely love. What do they need? And I talk about that because think about things from the angle of what stops you right now and how can you stop that before it has an impact on your child. And one of the big things is that inner conversation, that dreaded inner conversation. You know, the one that tells you, oh, you're not good enough, you did that wrong, and oh, everybody hates you, or all that little blah, blah, blah conversation that you listen to over and over again and believe. You know, I do another podcast, I think I've mentioned that before, called Create a Life You Love, and that's for my adult coaching. And in there, today's topic, I covered that and how to change that conversation for yourself. And I was thinking of, well, this is great because we're correcting the problem in the future, the one that we have to live with, that inner conversation we have to live with. And so where does that start so that we can help our child avoid those same negative conversations in their head? And so I talk a bit about, you know, creating your own meditation. But we know that all those conversations come from your past experiences, the people in your life that have impacted you, situations that had a huge impact that made you think, oh, I'm never going to do that again. And so the conversation is all around how you're going to stop yourself from being out in the world or something because this might happen, blah, blah, blah. And so all those conversations come from our past experiences. And when it comes to your child, you are part of their future conversation. So what do you want to create there? So think about what you would like the conversation in your head to be. Excuse me. So you might want to be, you want to have that conversation saying, you are fabulous. You're just a wonderful being. You're so loving and caring and thoughtful. And, you know, that's the conversation in your head that would really empower you to go out and be your best self, not the one on the things you can't do. Therefore, you can change that for your child by helping them in the moment of what conversation they're going to have. And one of the aspects, a really important aspect of this, is that you don't want the conversation in their head coming from your voice. You want it coming from them. I say that because that's the one we want them to listen to. When my kids were growing up and they did something fantastic, I was really careful to say, wow, how does that feel? Like, do you feel fabulous? Are you really proud of yourself? Because I wanted them to go inside and get that from themselves. I don't want the conversation in their head to be, wow, I'm going to do this again because my mom was so proud of me. I want them to do something in their head because it makes them feel wonderful about who they are. So make sure the conversation is about them. You don't want your kids to grow up trying to please other people, because you really can't please other people. You want them to please themselves. So how can you do that in any moment? What are you saying to them? How are you acting? And that's why I say in a lot of my teachings is to admit to your mistakes. So if you have a moment where you have lost it, you're yelling and screaming at them for something because you just flew off the handle, and being able to stop in that moment going, oh, I'm so sorry. I handled that so badly. I was so angry and I put it on you and you had nothing to do with it. That was my anger, and I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at anger, at the situation. If you can do that in the moment, you've stopped that inner conversation. Because that, if you just yelled at them for something, that could turn into a future inner conversation of, oh, look what you caused. Look what you made somebody else do. So erase it right away by saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me stop right here. That was wrong, completely wrong. Because in that moment, what you're doing is changing the tape. You're not letting that go into their long-term memory. And that's what we want. I mean, wouldn't you feel absolutely fantastic if your inner conversation, your inner tape, was actually one that was empowering? And that's why I wanted to talk about this today. What do you want for your child? What do you want their inner conversation to be about? If they have a bad experience at school or a teacher says something to them that they really felt when they got home and you asked them how their day was and it came up, you can erase that tape right there in that moment with them by having a conversation going, wow, that teacher didn't handle things very well at all, did she? Wow, they could have handled that so much better. I bet they were really upset about something. It had nothing to do with you because you see that, you know, really, you didn't do anything wrong. You just did what you did and you needed to have explained better or, you know, talk about the situation without making the teacher wrong. And if they outwardly are definitely wrong, then say, I think we need to go and speak to this teacher about this, right? Do whatever you can for your ultimate goal to be changing the tape. Making that recording that goes on in their head one that empowers them. And not defeats them. That's why the topic was, what do you want for your child? And how can you instill that in them in every moment, in whatever you teach at, even when you make mistakes, admitting and going, wow, I didn't do very well at that, did I? But that's okay. No problem. Let's try this again. Let's try it from this side. Right? Then they're also learning that when they make a mistake, it's not time to beat themselves up with that inner conversation. Oh, you're so stupid. Why did you do that? Why did you make that mistake? You know, you want them to be, wow, what's next? Let's try something different, see whether that works. So I hope this has been helpful because that's what I'm here for. I want to do whatever I can to inspire parents so they empower their children. And this is one really good way to do that. Become aware of what impact you're making on their future inner conversation. Hope this has been helpful. And listen to my other podcast too, Create a Life You Love, because it might be very helpful for you on how best to change that tape in your head so that you change that inner conversation to be one that empowers you and erase some of those old programs. You take care. Have a fabulous time with your child. Live, learn, love, and join me for another podcast coming up in the future.